We're checking in this morning with Congressman Tim Walberg, has bird's eye view of what was going on with averting a rail strike. We'll talk about that in a second. But there was a new report out just a few minutes ago on jobs saying hiring stayed strong in November, that we added about 250,000 jobs here in the U.S. And obviously, when you look at those and those numbers so big and how they swing back and forth, you know, it's a one little thing here or there can affect that. So I don't know how on a month by month basis you really look at that and put much substance into each one of those. But on a kind of continuing basis, rolling over the last 3 or 4 months here on the job front, where are we at with that? What's kind of your read on these latest job numbers?
Yeah, the numbers that I saw and reported yesterday were less than what they had hoped and planned for, though it was an increase. Yet looking back over the last 12 months, it has been relatively mediocre increase in jobs report. And that's a concern because inflation has an impact, the supply chain issues. And now we're looking at layoffs that are coming. I mean, some massive layoffs from places like Amazon. And then the auto industry is talking about the same. I was talking with an auto dealer last night, very frustrated. With the interest rate increases and all of the rest, it's been a tough, as he said, past 74 weeks in the auto industry, with the people having a pent-up demand initially, but then it slowed down because of concerns about whether I can have the money to pay my heating bill and have something in Christmas. The type of debt that's gone up. The average debt across the United States has become a massive problem, and I think that all indicates that the job scene is going to be mediocre at best, and a great concern about then finding employees to do the work that's out there to do.
Well, and that's the weird juxtaposition. We've got layoffs going on, but yet there are a number of places that can't find enough employees. Although part of that is based on the pay scale of each one of those jobs, all right?
To some degree, but you look, and as I drive around my district from now Lake Erie to Lake Michigan, and I see manufacturing plants that are paying a living wage and paying in many cases, or most cases, above minimum wage. They're still having a hard time finding people to do it. We just heard a report this past week, and I think there's a silver lining in this report, but businesses are saying we are not now requiring a bachelor's degree. We understand that we need the employee, and we're willing to train them ourselves if we can get someone who will show up day one, day two, day three, and so forth and so on. So I think that's a good sign for the future in pushing back on some of this mandatory four-year college education, in many cases with students coming out that have a major or a minor that doesn't meet ultimately their real-world needs. So apprenticeship programs, certification programs, stackable certifications, junior college, associate's degrees, all of that now comes more into the mix. And I think that adds competition and forces innovation within our whole higher education system to make sure that employers have needs. So when you see the Chamber of Commerce and others coming out saying, we support efforts to get people in the workplace, and that doesn't necessarily require a four-year degree, a bachelor's degree, et cetera, that can spur us on to advance through innovation.
Talking to 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg, soon to be 5th District Congressman Tim Walberg. Now, you won't have to shift offices or anything else after the first of the year, do you?
No. I mean, we have the opportunity to shift offices if we find a better office, but I've got a view of the Capitol Dome, and that's always a sought-after office position. We found nothing better than what we have right now, and the only thing I was looking for was an office a little bit closer to the elevator, but we didn't find one. So we're the same place, and we'll still have our office in Jackson, and then we're going to have an office that moves over on the west side of the state, so Branch County will have choices between Jackson and where we place our new office, and now we can start thinking about that because very soon, I will be the 5th District Representative, but I won't be stepping on any other representative in this case, my friend Fred Upton. It will be our district on that side of the state as well.
All right. Earlier this week, important discussions, obviously, over the rail service here in the U.S. and Congress stepping in to try to avert a rail strike. Give people a look at the thumbnail of what actually Congress did and how long does this hold?
Well, it's another short-term, I guess, allaying the concerns of having a strike around Christmas. Even as Joe Biden said, he had worked out a deal earlier on before the election, and most of us thought that that was just for political purposes to not have a rail strike take place before the November 8th elections. And it's been proven, because here we are just before Christmas with the rail unions, and eight of the unions agreed to the contract. Four, the bigger ones, did not agree, and that's pushed the problem. So here we come, the president coming back and saying to Congress, you've got to step in. Well, there's a 1926 law that lets us do that in the case of a national emergency. But I voted against the legislation because, frankly, I don't think it's a good precedent for Congress to negotiate contracts. What industry next will come to us and say, you need to negotiate our contract like you did the railroads? That's not a good step, especially with private entity. If it's Amtrak, that's a different story. But this wasn't Amtrak. And so anyway, it passed in the House, and I believe ultimately it'll get passed the Senate as well to avert a shutdown, which could cause a real problem financially in our country, economically, supply chain issues, et cetera, which are already having problems.
But, so essentially forces a contract on the workers for, is there a set time period that it happens for?
It happens. I forget the exact date, ending date on it, but it isn't complete. And of course, the unions don't like what was done. They saw their Democrat proponents, who have accepted their votes and expected their votes over the years, step in and tell the unions, "No, this is what you're going to take." And frankly, right now, there's a real concern that what they were asking for, in the sense of time off for health care needs, well, they have some significant time off right now, vacation days, sick days, but salaries on average, I was told this last week as we looked at the legislation, $161,000. That's a lot more than the average of wages in my district, and so that adds some concern as well. But they had us over a barrel, so to speak. The president felt that he could not accept a strike at Christmas time, and so the push was made for Congress to come and settle it. That isn't a good precedent for the future.
All right. Tim, thanks for checking in this morning, explaining those matters, and if not sooner, we'll talk next week, all right?
Look forward to it. Have a great Christmas weekend.
You too. That is 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg this morning.